Today is March 5th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. River closed to traffic tonight. Repairs to be made to the machinery about the center span of the 8th Street Bridge will cause the bridge to be closed to all river traffic from 7 o'clock tonight until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It was announced last night by City Engineer W.L. Lovejoy. During the 11 hours, the bridge cannot be swung for any tugs or steamers of any kind, and the hour of opening cannot be guaranteed, as it is not known if the gear of the opening of the bridge can be reinstalled within the time allowed. The drive shaft will be taken out and taken to the Lamb Machine Company's plant for straightening, and other repair work will be done all night on machinery about the center pier. The work will not hamper vehicular traffic on the bridge, according to Mr. Lovejoy. River traffic will not be seriously hampered, as practically all tugs using the river will be berthed by 7 o'clock tonight and do not start until 8 o'clock in the morning on the tides now running, according to George Brault of the Almond Hubble Tugboat Company. The tug Harbor Queen may be in late tonight, but can tie up below the bridge, while the Pulse and Logging Company's tugs from up the river can berth above the bridge if necessary. In other news, Sheriff Gibson to be recalled. Decision to institute a recall of Sheriff Elmer L. Gibson was the culmination of an opening meeting of the Grace Harbor Law Enforcement League, replete with sensations, held in the City Hall tonight. Felling ran high among the audience of several hundred men and women, and at one stage of the sessions, a fight among three men was narrowly averted. After a few preliminary statements explaining the purpose of the meeting, Attorney F. L. Morgan of Hoquiam, Chairman and Vice President of the League, through the meeting open to general discussion. Not only was Sheriff Gibson the target for a volley of verbal bickbats, but the law enforcement officers of Aberdeen and other cities of the county were criticized. One speaker suggested that Mayor A.E. Bailey of Aberdeen be recalled, while another advocated that judges of the county who have been law in imposition of penalty for violators of liquor law be recalled. In Tohola news, Senator Olive Morris and Gus Strand were up last week looking after business interests. The companies have consolidated and will operate just one cannery this coming spring. It will be the Morris Cannery at the Little Hoquiam River. The consolidation affects Morris Company, Gus Strand, Guy P. Halferty, and the Swanson Fish Company. Other buyers are contemplating coming in, but this is not certain at the present time. The operation of the cannery is to cut down expenses and will benefit the fishermen. Heretofore, three canneries have operated to can the bluebacks. Fishermen expect a good price this year, as no reduction of the fishing material and the price of canned Quinault salmon is still soaring. And finally, Smoker tonight promises sport. One of the best fight cards of the season is promised for the Grand Theater tonight by Dick Large and Nick Randich, matchmakers. All four boys in the 2 6-round events have shown here before in popular main events. They are all in the welterweight division and all anxious for return matches with Ted Krejci. Young Carmen and Michael Leary are down for the main events, while Richie Davis and Joe Dunn tangle in the semifinal. Other bouts on the card at 4 rounds each bring together Cupie Riley, the popular little weight, who beat Lon Perry recently, and Frankie Myers, Herb Zimmerman, and Soldier Wynn, heavyweights, and Thunderbolt Smith and Johnny Malone, 150 pounds. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 5, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.